Homer resident Michael Craig first noticed the bird at his feeder about 6 years ago. It was a black-capped chickadee, and he knew right away that something wasn't right.
I watched it over a period of perhaps 3 months, and I watched the bill growing longer and longer, and watched it having more and more trouble getting sunflower seeds.
Each day, the chickadee returned to Craig's bird feeder. As he watched, its beak grew almost 2 inches long, about 4 times longer than normal, and it began to look a little scruffy.
Normally, their feathers are smooth and, smooth-edged. It was just rough. I mean, there was little feathers sticking up all over the place. And at the time, we had not a clue what was going on.
Normally, beak deformities occur in less than 1% of wild birds. But in Alaska, researchers have found so-called twisted beaks in over 6% of black-capped chickadees and 17% of northwestern crows. Wildlife biologist Colleen Handel works at the USGS Alaska Science Center in Anchorage. She's been investigating this issue for nearly 20 years. Handel says beak deformities can be debilitating for birds because they can't pick up seeds or crack them open. Birds with deformed beaks also have trouble grooming themselves.
Their feathers will get dirty and matted. A lot of them look like they have a mohawk. They just can't keep their feathers clean. Essentially, they lose their little down jacket in the wintertime and they can't stay warm enough to stay alive.
Handel and her colleagues think they may have finally pinned down the cause of the beak deformities, a virus.
In 100% of the birds with the beak deformities that we tested, 100% of those birds had this virus present.
But what virus was it? Every organism has a unique genetic code, like a fingerprint. To identify the virus, Handel and her colleagues used a computer library of known genetic sequences and looked for a match.
What we found was there was no perfect match for this virus.
That means scientists have never seen this particular virus before, but it's related to a family of viruses that affect ducks, chickens, and other domesticated birds. Handel points out that just because birds with deformed beaks have this virus, we can't assume it causes the deformity. The next step is to test whether birds experimentally infected with the virus develop beak deformities.
This new discovery of the virus is the strongest lead we have thus far, and thus we're really excited that maybe we've actually found the cause. So now the fun begins in terms of designing an experiment to demonstrate whether or not it actually is causing them.
She's dedicated years of her career to solving the mystery of beak deformities in Alaska's birds, but Handel says that's just the nature of science.
It does tell the story of how long sometimes scientific research takes to unfold the answers, and part of it is persistence, and then part of it is also technological advances. So these techniques that we're using now for genetic screening, we didn't have those 20 years ago.
And her research team isn't wasting any time. They're already planning their next study to determine whether the newly discovered virus causes beak deformities in birds. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.